Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a mug on, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah, listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, doing something with it, too. You know, I'm going to quit saying I'm trying. My wife told me the other day, she said, Steve, stop saying you're trying. She said, you're doing it, son. She told it to me just like that. Now, here's the deal today. I got a good one for you. Because I was thinking of my own life, which I use oftentimes in my messaging. Because I think that God has given me the trials and tribulations that he has set for me so that when I start running my mouth and talking, that I have a clear-cut understanding of what I'm talking about. So here it is. This is what I want you to do with your life. And this is what I want you to start to considering about your life today. And this is for all of us. Get a mission. Get a mission, man. Get a purpose. Get a higher calling. Be about it. What's this all for? What you waking up in the morning for? Get at it today. One more time. Get a mission. Get a purpose in your life. Find that higher calling of why you're here. Be about it. What's it all for? Get at it today. Now, Steve, you're making some big statements here. You know I'm going to clean it up for you, don't you? Because, you know, I don't just throw it out there without the how-to part. See, the how-to part is usually where most people stop. They tell you, this is what you got to do, this is what you got to do, this is what you got to do. Then they don't tell you how to. That's why I don't get off the boat right there. Now, if you're trying to get your life a mission, and you're trying to figure out the purpose and what the higher calling is, and you want to be about something, and you're trying to figure out what's it all for, and you want to go get at it today, here's the trick. God knows. God knows the answer to all those questions He knows what your mission in life is. He already know what your purpose is. He already know what the higher calling is. He already know what you got to be about. He already know what it's all for. He already know what you need to go get at. God knows. You know why he knows? Because he created you. And God created all of us with a purpose in mind. Irregardless as to how we were created, we were all created with a purpose in mind. He got a mission for us. He got something he wants from us. He got something he expects of us. He has a life of abundance prepared for each and every one of us that will lay claim to it. Now, if you don't want that, then go on and start making decisions on your own, possibly like you have. Now, let me ask you something. Since you've been making all the decisions on your own, where you at? Where you at with it? How you feel about it every day? How locked in on your mission are you? Are you on a good purpose plan? You know, do you feel like your life is in a higher calling? Do you know what you about? Do you have an understanding of what it's all for? Are you up every day going and getting at it? See, come on now. So now I'm asking you, if you've done this without talking to God or without checking in with your creator, can you answer all those questions? I can flat out tell you, you can't. I know for a fact you can't. Because you can't know how good your life can be. And you won't have a life as good as you want it to be until you have connected with the one that created you. You better understand this one now. Please understand, this ain't Steve just over here ranting and raving. This is Steve after having years of figuring this one out. But it's all in the Bible. It's all in holy writings. But, you know, I ain't got time for that. Don't go to church like I'm supposed to. Don't read the Bible or the scrolls or the Quran or whatever your faith is. You don't read all that. It's in there, though. It's in there, but we humans. So we go get at it the way we see it. Let me tell you what happened to me. See, while I was getting at it the way I saw it ought to be got at, you understand me? When I was defining my purpose, when I was creating my own mission, when I was laying claim to what my calling is in life, let me tell you what I was doing. I was deferring the abundance that he really had for me. I'm just now, listen to me, I'm just now getting at it for real. Oh, I've been working towards it all my life. I didn't know it though, but see, because God is so merciful and so full of grace, he allowed me to make all the mistakes I made. And then when I finally came to him, he said, all right, now, I'm going to take all the mistakes, tell you how cold I am now, this God now. I'm going to tell you how cold God is. He takes all the mistakes you made, all the failures you made while you was making your own decisions. He takes all of that and uses them as valuable gained and learned experiences. And he takes that and allows you to be who you are today. See, God ain't going to let you forget what you did. But here's something cold, too. He ain't going to let what you did go for naught. Uh-oh. What you say, Steve? See, that's what's cold. See, all the mistakes I made, every lie I told, every traumatic experience I went through, I put anybody through. Anytime, man, I was out there tripping, trying to justify it as right, he said, all right, okay. But now because of my mercy and my grace, what I'm going to do is I'm going to allow all this to happen. You're going to waste a lot of time. You're going to forfeit a life of abundance that you could have been and had. But I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take all of that and I'm going to turn it into some good. So I'm going to let all of these lessons that you've learned, all of these hardships, all of these moments of despair, come back and you'll use them. You'll wear them on your head like a crown. It's going to be jewels in your head, man. I'm going to take all of that stuff and make you knowledgeable. I'm going to take all that stuff and make you wise, man. I'm going to take all of that stuff and I'm going to put it in your mission. I'm going to take all that stuff and make that a part of your purpose. I'm going to take all that stuff and create that to be a part of your higher calling. I'm going to take all that and let you be about that right there. I'm going to take all of that and I'm going to let you find out what it's all been for. I'm going to take all of that and with all of that mess you made of your life, I'm going to let you now take all that and go get at it. See, but that only happens when you come to God. Because God is the only one that knows what you've been through and how to take what you've been through and turn it into something to help you get through what you're going through. He the only one can do that. Ain't nobody else like him. There's nothing like him on this world available to you, man. So quit tripping yourself out. Get over there and talk to God, man. Quit wasting your life like I was doing. Stop. I'm telling you, he'll let you get at it. And can't nobody let you get at it like him. All right? Let's ride.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, monkeys, zookeepers, chitlin cleaners, barbecuers, post-nasal drip folks, yard workers, people with hemorrhoids,
chimney sweepers,
chimney sweepers,
street cleaners,
paper boys. People who baptize people.
Yeah. People who
the
catch,
deacon bowl.
Who catch the people who are...
People who catch people who are falling out from being touched by a healer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All of them.
Welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. But especially the monkeys. Because I don't know why I love monkeys like I do, but I do. I love monkeys. I just don't like them live. I like to watch them, but go over there. I went
monkeys
on Michael
are
House
unique. You really, you're right, man.
I went over Michael House one time, and Bubbles was in there, and he treats Bubbles like a person.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, you want to hold Bubbles? Nope. Bubbles look just like my Aunt Agnes.
Steve, really?
You should stop that.
No, I'm not going to stop that. And you know why, Tommy? Because Aunt Agnes is in all of my jokes. Because she was hateful to me as a child.
So she's your reference, huh?
Every time I want to do a fat or ugly joke, it's her. You ain't going to ever be now with your little stupid stuttering self.
Aunt Agnes.
Damn, man. Who want to go to the store for a nickel? Me. And I'll be all day waiting on it to come back because you're down there studying for 15 minutes. L, you go to the store and earn the nickel. Oh, okay. Helpful. So all of my jokes are about Aunt Agnes. And she's still living, too.
So she must be pleased to hear her name.
Oh, she be so mad at me, Shirley. Why you always talking about me? Because you hateful. I've been planning on getting you back since I was 9.
You've been plotting.
Yeah. I just needed a platform. You it. Morning, Shirley, everybody. Calling Junior.
Morning, everyone.
You know, I know y'all was trying to be
morning,
quiet
everybody.
When I was talking.
Morning. Yeah. Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah. Just wanted to start it a little bit different today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was about different.
You know, just get something off my chest. Y'all know how that is.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
So what the president do now?
Well, he lost a lawyer. What that's one he thing do? He just done.
And he want to fight Joe Biden.
I got all my money on Joe Biden. Joe Biden whooped Donald Trump ass.
Why are two papas fighting? Why?
I don't know.
Yeah. 70 and 73.
Yeah. It'd be a slow fight, though. I sure pay to see it, though.
You know, they're calling it two geezers at Caesars. Yeah, I pay money.
Hey, listen, more trouble for the Trump family. Donald Trump Jr.'s wife, Vanessa, learned about his affair on his phone. We'll be back. We'll be back. 32 after the hour.
We've said this over and over.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time for something funny. Vanessa Trump. Boy, this is a story right here. Vanessa Trump learned that her husband, Donald Trump Jr., was cheating on her when she reportedly found sexy text messages on his phone.
Mm. How'd she get in there?
Mm-hmm. I knew you were going to be the one to respond.
None of them Trumps know about the phone stuff.
All that money, you ain't got a code on your phone?
A source tells People magazine that President Trump's oldest son, Don Jr., was in the shower, and his phone was on the bedside table on the nightstand when the messages came through from Celebrity Apprentice contestant Aubrey O'Day. Mm-hmm. After that, the affair ended. Some close to Don Jr. say the affair was very exciting, and the alleged mistress, Audrey, you guys remember Audrey O'Day from, that was Diddy's
Kane.
Group. Yeah. Danity Kane. Yeah.
She wrote Diddy's a song group. About him, Shirley, two
who?
Songs.
Yeah, DJT or something.
Oh, wait, who is the girl?
Her name is Aubrey O'Day, Steve. She used to be in the group Danity Kane.
They're a pretty girl now.
Yeah.
She in the group what?
It's called Danity Kane. It's a
Diddy was putting that together.
Yeah, it was a group that Diddy put together. Diddy.
Mm-hmm. Black chick?
No, she's
no sir. No,
she's white.
Yeah,
like a
blonde.
Yeah. They had a black chick in the group.
Yeah, there was. Her. Yeah. And the alleged mistress, Aubrey, was
this is
very,
not alleged.
Was very, very into Don. We have to say alleged right now. They say he liked her, but she was definitely more keen on him. Well, guys always say that.
She wrote a song. She wrote a song about him.
Yeah, she did.
Two songs.
First of all, he don't need to be in an affair because everybody know about the affair.
Yeah. But it's so simple, Junior. When you go to the shower, Tommy, where does your phone go?
Right there by the soap
the
on the same
with
dish.
You. Thank you.
Mm. Yes.
Thank
yeah. you.
How you going to take a phone in the shower?
Yeah, it'll get wet. Yeah.
My phone can take
Tommy got
water.
His phone in the soap dish around his neck like soap on a rope. He just take the soap out and snap his phone around his neck. It looked like soap on a rope.
If you ain't got his phone wrapped up in a shower cap tied around his neck.
Or in a Ziploc bag.
Yeah, man. That's how you do it, man.
Why are you naked in another room and you away from your phone?
Why
that
are you
makes
that far
no
away
sense.
From your phone? Yeah. Who does that?
Married men who aren't cheating on their wives.
Let's see, some men.
But if you are cheating, why is your phone laying in the open?
Yeah, you ain't got to be.
Now you getting sexy text messages.
Yeah.
And you know what happened when he got out that shower?
What happened?
She read all the messages back to him.
I'd have got back in the show.
Let's try to get the story out. Mm-hmm. So, Shirley.
Yeah.
This woman that was in a group.
Mm-hmm. Aubrey O'Day.
Mm-hmm. And Donald Trump Jr.'s wife found his messages.
Yeah, because he left his phone on the nightstand. And Aubrey O'Day sent the text messages, and they came through. Yeah, they were sexting, and they came through while Donald Trump Jr. was in the shower.
Dummy.
When he come out that shower,
naked now,
he's standing there, he ain't even drying off or nothing. He in there catching hell.
Dripping wet.
He trying to figure out how he can get his phone out of her hand right now.
And get some clothes on, man.
He ain't patents on his ass or nothing. He's trying to figure out how he can get that phone out of her hand.
He's drying his ass trying to figure some things.
I got to get this phone.
Just get that phone.
Out of my wife's hand.
So forget towel drying. Forget the towel. Forget all of
no,
that.
No, sure. Yeah.
He's wet.
Yeah, he's wet. Something wet, man.
He dripping.
Yeah. He walking toward her, but her arm extended all the way behind her.
Oh, yes.
She
oh,
got yeah. about 4 feet from the phone. Don't even try to snatch
nah.
it.
Not only that, nah. Steve, when he comes out the shower, he knows immediately she's got his phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just by the look on her face.
And she's standing there.
No. She showed it through him through the steamy glass.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it went bam like that, right?
She stuck it up against there.
Whose ass is this in your phone?
Who is this?
She knocked on that shower door with that phone, Shirley. Uh-huh.
But slapped it up. This how I said, she slapped it up against the glass.
Yes. It scared him. It startled him. Yeah, he didn't know what. He didn't know what it was.
It's her.
Oh, God.
Now, he opened up the door. He got soap on him and everything.
Yeah. Man.
Because right now, I got to get this phone out of her. I feel better.
Steve. Did he
if I could stop her from reading right now.
No, if she could just start reading these messages back to me.
Because I've read them. I don't need to hear them.
Carla, what's your question?
I said, did he ask for a towel when he got out the shower?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He got soap on him and everything. He's standing there
so
straight
dry.
Naked. All he needs. Is that phone?
He'll just feel
yeah. a lot better.
Okay. he
could just get the phone.
Let me ask you this: Has everything been washed before she?
Oh no!
No.
Oh, it's still
no,
some soap
he
on.
Hasn't
he hasn't finished showering.
But now, let me complete the scenario.
Okay.
What?
After he realizes that he's not getting this phone immediately. Then he realizes he naked.
Oh, that's second? The naked part is second?
Nah, he don't care. He just trying to get some pants on. Pajama bottom, something.
Some
draws. So it don't matter. Right?
So he's just going to air dry?
Well, he don't want to be attacked naked, Shirley.
Right, you got to come up.
Shirley.
What?
Why is this
all that hate is not helping this.
No, that's it, Shirley.
Yeah, I know.
Shirley, all that hate you doing is not helping him.
It's helping me.
Don Jr. needs help.
He doesn't need help. Yeah, he's going to need help.
No, you damn that. We all with Don Jr.
No, we're not.
Don Jr. needs help.
Well, she's filed for divorce. How about that help? Coming up next, it's the nephew and Run That Prank Back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up, you know, it's almost time for the nephew to run that prank back. But Steve,
hey,
we were talking about, Donald Trump Jr. and his wife finding the sexy text messages.
Let me tell you
while
something
he was
about
in the
Donald
shower.
Trump Jr. right now.
Uh-huh.
Don Trump Jr. Mm-hmm. don't give a damn about that Mueller investigation. You pretty much can ask him what you want to now.
He'll sing like a bird.
Boy, he don't give a blank about that Mueller investigator. Get out of my face.
That's
with
funny,
that Steve. Sugar honey iced tea. I got a damn problem.
This is the real crisis right here.
You don't understand. This, my wife got my phone.
This have done filed for divorce. I'm finna lose 80% of everything.
Yeah, because
I
have
ain't got
five
no
kids.
Prenup with this girl.
Yeah, they got five.
Five kids. Yeah. And
five kids.
What do you think about the Mueller investigation, Don?
I don't give a sugar honey iced tea about that. Yes, I done talked to the damn Russians. My problem is talking to that damn girl. Damn them Russians. Damn right I talk with them.
You have anything to say about the Russians?
I don't. Listen to me. Who gives a damn about them Russians? Them Russians is my friend.
Was that some collusion? Anything about collusion, sir?
Yes, we colluded. And we took money.
He's telling it all.
We colluded, took money, bought ads. I just want my damn phone.
Telling everything.
Did your daddy sleep with any of those women?
My daddy, I was with him when he slept with Stormy.
What is it you want, sir?
He was with Stormy. Flynn was with Partly Cloudy.
Partly Cloudy.
Yeah.
Montague.
Manafort.
He was with Tornado.
Manafort
was with Hailstorm.
Would getting your phone make you feel better, sir?
Yeah, absolutely, sir. Yeah, I'll stop talking. And if you give me my phone, I'll stop cooperating.
All right.
But if you can get my phone, I'll cooperate fully with them. I'll flip on my damn daddy.
Really? He'll be a snitch on his dad?
Yeah, I'll flip on my dad if I can get my phone.
Wow. All right, guys, it's time to turn to the prank. Steve, you got my side aching, man, right now. All right, nephew, what you got?
I got papers on him.
Wow. Damn, Tommy.
How apropos.
Seriously, man.
How apropos.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach, is this Phyllis?
Yes, it is. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Phyllis. This is John down at the job. I work out here with Clem, your husband Clem.
Clem? Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. How are you?
I'm good. He slipped and fell today.
What?
And he hurt himself. He got a little shaken up here at the job.
So what happened? What happened?
Well, I think he definitely pulled something in his back. But, now who are you now?
I'm his wife. I'm his wife, Phyllis.
You're Phyllis?
That's right. That's correct.
Okay, because we got listed that his wife is Janice, and we tried to call her earlier, but we didn't get an answer.
I'm his wife. I'm his wife. I don't know who Janice. Who the hell is Janice?
Janice is who he has listed for a contact when it's emergency contact or something should happen.
Y'all got that mixed up. Y'all must have mixed that up somehow. He wouldn't have put no damn Janice as his wife. I'm his wife, Phyllis. So I don't know who messed up, but that ain't right. I'm the wife.
Okay, well, it has her listed as the wife and call her as a contact if something goes wrong.
Well, I don't know what to tell you because I'm his wife now. I don't know who messed up.
Hold on 1 second. Let me click over 1 second. There's a call coming. Yeah. Just give me 1 second.
Janice on the doggone.
Oh, no. Okay, that was Janice.
What?
She said she's going to come out to the job, so you don't have to worry about coming to get it.
No, I'm coming out to the job. I'm his wife. I don't know who no Janice is, but y'all need to get it straight. Because I'm his wife.
Well, she said she's gonna come and take him to the doctor.
No, she ain't taking him nowhere, sir. I'm his wife. I'm taking him. Y'all, you don't release my husband to no body. I'm his freaking wife. So y'all need to straighten y'all out.
Janice says she'll be right here in 10 minutes,
well,
ma'am.
I know what? I bet y'all be there in 10 minutes too, and I bet y'all better not release my husband to nobody. I'm his wife. I don't know who no Janice is, but y'all need to get that straight. I'm on my way. And you tell Janice if she beat me there, to hold up, sister. Produce some marriage certificate papers or something. Tell her to produce that. I got the papers on that man.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, Janice is, he does have her on the list, ma'am, so I can
release. Give a what he have on the list, sir. I don't give a what's on the list.
Well, why would her name on the list, ma'am? Why would her name be above your name on the list?
You know what? I'm not going to play this little ring around the rosy with you. I got papers on that man, so you better best hold up until I get there in case y'all want some more problems.
I'm going to release him to Janice as soon as she gets here.
You, sir, you better release my husband and nobody. All y'all must be laid out on the floor. So I'm going to tell you right now, if my husband don't fall when I get there, it's going to be some full-blown going down. So you best just wait till I get there. This is a bunch of bullshit, but it's going to end when I get there. Mama on her way. I got to hang up with you. I ain't got time to play with you either. So I'm on my way because she going to answer for this. Janice might get a beat down and your going to get the business if my husband ain't there.
I hear you.
I ain't got time to be going back and forth with you playing ring around the road. I'm a grown ass woman. I got you to go. I seem like I got some business to take care of over there.
Okay, well, what am I supposed to do with Janice?
Like I said, you tell that to hold the up. I'm on my way. She trying to represent like she me? That trying to be me?
Okay, then what do you want me to tell
her? That she ain't wife. It might be
What do you want me to tell Tommy?
Who Tommy? I don't even know no Tommy. Who Tommy?
That's me, baby. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your husband, Clement, got me to prank phone call you.
Okay, y'all full of shit, okay? Y'all are full of shit. I'm going to kick all your ass. Hold on. You told me you stay your ass over there. I ain't got time to be playing with y'all like this. I'm trying to get my work done. I'm going to kick all y'all ass.
Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, baby. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There it is. I got papers on it. What y'all think?
I love
Woo, man. Okay.
Memphis, Tennessee. It's going down tonight. Two shows tomorrow. One on Sunday. Chuckers Comedy Club. The Nephew is back. Tickets on sale right now. Stupid enough?
Yeah.
We gotta ask you something about the papers,
go.
Tommy.
No.
Go ahead.
Is Donald Trump phone and then
we gotta go. We'll be back.
I gotta get this phone.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Wow. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has admitted that his social network made mistakes that led to millions of Facebook users having their data, profile, personal information exploited by a political consultancy company called Cambridge Analytica. Now, Cambridge Analytica has some kind of ties with the Trump campaign, and it's accused of improperly using Facebook data from up to, get this, 50 million user profiles on behalf of political clients.
Wow.
Yeah. So in a statement, Facebook's founder, Mark Zuckerberg, said he was sorry initially. He said a breach of trust had occurred. Zuckerberg also added that he was happy to confess and testify, I should say, before Congress if it's the right thing to do. In his statement posted on Facebook, he promised to make it far harder for apps to harvest user information. So here's our social media question of the day, guys. In light of this recent Facebook scandal, have you, or are you considering deleting your Facebook account? So hit us up on Facebook. Yes, pun intended, right there.
Oh,
yes.
Hit us on Facebook.
Yeah,
I want to. Now, I know. Mm-hmm. Trump Jr. is all for taking all his down right now. Matter of fact, he's leading the charge. Uh-huh. He's trying to find a way to tie the breach of Facebook directly to them Texas his wife found.
Wow.
Hey, Trump Jr., let me ask you, is Putin and your daddy, y'all, are they real cool?
Very.
What? Oh, you're playing the part of Donald Trump Jr., Steve?
Yeah, I'm Donald Trump Jr.
Crazy.
Yeah, very.
Wow.
So we don't care if your daddy goes to jail. You don't really care.
Not if I can get that phone back.
Well, Mr. Donald Trump Jr., your dad, do you think you can get your dad's tax records for us?
Oh, for sure. And I have a copy available for anyone who can get my phone returned to me. If I could just hold it one more time before we get to court. If I could just spend some time alone with my phone, that would mean the world to me. I haven't seen my phone since she took it off that nightstand. I could just get my phone back. Yes, you can have my daddy's tax records.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I think Carla had a question. Carla?
I do. Donald Trump Jr., any advice you want to give to any of the fellas and players out there listening?
Men, listen to me. Listen to me. I don't care what you're doing. Take your phone with you.
There you go.
In the shower?
In the shower. Duct tape it to your thigh.
That's painful.
If you die? Have the mortician implant it in the crack of your butt.
What?
Where they don't even want to touch it. But damn it, if you die, take that phone with you.
Wow. I know that.
I don't care. Wait, if you in church, have it on you. If you're getting baptized, put it in a sandwich bag and let them take you. Take me to the water. I need that phone first. Take me to the water. I'm going to need that phone, dog. Give me a Ziploc. Put that in a sandwich bag for me. Let me hold it close to my heart.
Take me to the water.
I said I'm going to need that phone now.
But ring my phone.
It's a shame she has to follow such ignorance every day. Oh, but please introduce Miss Ann Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's here, Miss Ann Tripp.
Good morning, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. People all over the country are angry and disgusted over yet another incident of an unarmed black man shot to death by white cops. This latest incident took place in Sacramento, California. Police video shows police chasing 22-year-old Stephon Clark and firing 20 rounds at him in his grandmother's backyard. He was living with his grandmother and shouting, "Show me your hands," and then instantly shouting, "Gun, gun," and killing him.
Hey, show me your hands! Stop! Show me your hands! Gun, gun, gun! Five, 7 shots fired, 7-8 down. Show me your hands!
Let's see your hands!
I got him at gunpoint, dude. I think I shot about 5 times.
We're good, slow it down. Slow it down, we're good.
No officers are hit, subject's down in the backyard.
Can't see the subject's hands, he's still not moved.
Hey, can you hear us?
We need to know if you're okay. We need to get you medics, but we can't go over there to get you help unless we know you don't have your weapon.
Well, of course, there's a good chance that Mr. Clark was already dead at that point. You can see that video, by the way, on my Facebook page. Just go to Ann Tripp, A-N-N-T-R-I-P-P. The cops say they were looking for a man breaking into car windows. Stephon Clark was not pointing any gun at them. He was merely holding a cell phone. Police never identified themselves as officers. His grandmother, understandably upset.
You guys are murderers. 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 You guys killed that baby for nothing. You took him away from his kids for nothing. He didn't even do nothing to nobody.
Black Lives Matter protesters shut down I-95 and blocked entry to the Sacramento Kings game last night. More than one player said if they weren't playing, they would be out there, too, in protest. In the end, there were no arrests aside from a few scuffles. The Kings delayed the start of the game against the Hawks but did not cancel it. Look for students from Florida's Marjorie Stone Douglas High School to be at the forefront of tomorrow's march against gun violence in Washington, D.C. It's called the March for Lives. It starts at 12 noon. There will be smaller rallies in New York City, L.A., Boston, and Chicago. The $1.3 trillion government spending bill has now passed the House and Senate, expected to go to the president for his signature. It'll keep the government alive till September. Remember comedian Byron Allen? Byron Allen has just bought the Weather Channel for a rumored $300 million. And finally, today is both Cuddly Kitten and National Puppy Day. Just love those little furry babies. We'll be back with more entertainment and today's trending topics 20 minutes after the hour on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, here we go again. This is so sad. Another killing of an unarmed black man. Sacramento police officers shot and killed 22-year-old Stephon Clark, who was in his grandmother's backyard because they believed he was pointing a gun at them. Sakita Thompson, Clark's grandmother, said it was common for Clark and other guests to enter their home through the backyard due to their faulty doorbell and the fact that she and her husband have poor mobility. The police were reportedly responding to a call that someone was breaking car windows in the area and described the suspect as a 6'1" man wearing a black hooded sweatshirt and dark pants hiding in a backyard. The police claim Clark had an object extended in front of him as he approached two officers. Fearing for their safety, they shot Clark multiple times, some reports are saying. Clark was shot 20 times. 20 times, and the cops waited 5 minutes before performing CPR. Now, according to reports, the cops even switched their story up, claiming that Clark had a gun, then said he had a crowbar. Later, it was revealed the only item found near Clark's body was a cell phone. Reverend Al Sharpton has pledged to support for Clark's family and said he would be in California to help them fight for justice. According to a statement from his organization, Stephon Clark is survived by his two young sons. This is the saddest part. Cairo and Aiden, both officers, have been placed on paid administrative leave.
Always.
So sad.
22. Yeah. They shot him 20 times.
20 times. 20 times.
It's always nice. Right. It's always body always. Cam. Always.
Yeah. Yeah. Father of two young sons, and now the officers have been placed on yet again paid administrative leave. Sad.
I don't understand how they saying he approached them with an object in his hand, but they shot him in the grandmother's backyard. Did they get out the car, the police car, to go in the backyard to look for someone who they had heard was in the backyard? Do they have a copy of that 911 call calling in saying somebody's in the backyard breaking and stuff? Did this, did we have a description that it's a black hoodie and a black, and then does this boy have on a black hoodie and black? But why, what's the shooting for?
Right, the 20 times, right.
You know, where's you know the what? Arrest
to ask any questions?
Well, what was going on too, they had the helicopters involved as well. So there was footage in the air, and they were looking for, I guess, this particular suspect from what I'm reading from the Sacramento newspaper.
This is sad. Thank God for Reverend Al Sharpton in times like these, you know, because he pledged to support, like we said, for his family. And, wow, we'll keep you posted on this story. Coming up at 34 after the hour, as we switch gears, J. Anthony Brown is here to murder another hit.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, please introduce Jay for Murder the Hit.
Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, him.
Okay, well, first of all, can I do my plugs right now? Can I do that? All right, I'll be in St. Petersburg on April the 7th at the Palladium. One show and one show only. And please check me out this Tuesday, J-Spot Comedy Club Taco Tuesday. Now, because of Shirley has an excuse for me. Shirley, could you read what I have? Could you go ahead?
All right, it says, Dear Steve Harvey Morning Show listeners, due to some heavy, heavy birthday celebrations and standing next to some people who were celebrating as well, I was unable to record a new murdered hit. I have no idea what those people were participating in, but it did take an effect on me. I totally apologize for the inconvenience. Therefore, I am going to give you a murdered hit that was previously recorded. I thoroughly hope you enjoy it. I'm pretty sure my condition will be worn off by next week, which will allow me to produce a new murdered hit. Sincerely, J. Anthony Brown.
What is this?
That clears everything up.
What is this?
Yeah.
No.
So
heavy celebrating. Very heavy. But the people next to me, I wasn't. Oh. I was standing next to some people who were celebrating very heavy. And
what they got to do with murdering the hit? You doing a song.
Well, I couldn't sing.
Do the words legal in California mean anything?
Oh, it was very legal what they was doing. I just wasn't participating.
But the contact.
Okay. I didn't say that.
Okay.
Wow. I didn't say
nothing
about
the contact.
Okay,
so Steve, so that's cool with you. So he just get a pass. This is his segment.
I don't even know what the hell he talking about.
I know exactly.
He's talking about, yeah.
What is he talking about?
You know,
between him and Tommy, I have to sort out more BS.
Thank you.
What's wrong? Two damn most troublesome employees.
Well, you hired them both.
Never seen
your nephew and your best friend. You hired them.
You already know how Tommy got here. I didn't hire Tommy. Tommy was forced upon me by my damn sister.
I got ran out of Cleveland. But that's all right. That's in the past.
I didn't have no place else to go.
So. Say what, Tommy? You got what, Tommy?
I got ran out of Cleveland.
No, you didn't run out of Cleveland.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, you ain't fast enough to run out of Cleveland.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I'm still Team Tommy, though. I really am.
Shut up, Jay.
Really?
So, here we go with an... Oh. Here we go with an oldie but a goodie. Hit it. Everybody racist.
Slurred lines. Paula
homo. Pissed off the whole nation. Well, let me educate you. Cause I'm on such a straight cut. You'll be forced on vacation. Work on your black relations. Paula. Sponsors don't want it. Sponsors don't want it. Sponsors don't want it. Shut up and cook, girl. Called your attacker. A creepy cracker. Fox News gon' blast
those
it.
Hateful slur lines.
Sponsors don't want it. Sponsors don't want it. Sponsors don't want
Shut
it.
Shut up and cook, girl.
I'm white girl happy. Let me get nasty. But a girl get at me. Paula.
That is just retarded, Paula. I had told you that.
Shut up and cook, girl.
That was... Was it Slurred Lines song from the Marvin Gaye family?
Lines?
Yeah, the lawsuit was just settled this week, so they got some money coming.
Okay. Mm. You better watch out there now.
Why you up here playing? Uh-huh. Catch a case.
Yeah.
I can't do jail.
All right, Nephew Tommy is up next with his prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. But up next, I mean, right here, right now, it's the Nephew with the prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
Oh, brand spanking new. I got gospel church quiz. Gospel
church quiz. We'll do what? The new prank?
Church quiz. You got to hear this, Unc. Here you go.
This is Grant.
Hi, Grant. Grant Stevens, right?
Yes.
Hey, Grant, this is Brother Lewis Finley. I'm calling from Mount Sinai Missionary Baptist Church. You and your wife just joined a couple weeks ago, am I right?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So now listen, I wanted to reach out to you. I know you guys have started the orientation, and from my understanding, you finished one class of the orientation. You got three more to go, is that right?
Yes.
All right. So first of all, I want to say welcome to Mount Sinai, and I hope you are enjoying yourself. I know that you and your wife are a mixed couple. You're Caucasian, and she's black. Are you liking the church so far, Grant?
Absolutely, we really are enjoying it. We completed our first orientation, and so far we're really enjoying it.
Okay. Did I catch you at a bad time?
I am at work right now, but it's okay. I've got a couple minutes.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to call you, man. I was worried. I know you, because I don't think you know this, but you are the first Caucasian to join our church. And I just want to make sure you kind of knew the language and just kind of knowing what the black church is all about. And there's certain sayings and different things I think you should know so that, I just don't want you to say the wrong thing while you at the church. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay. So what I wanted to do, like, I wanted to give you a little black church quiz so you can kind of, maybe if you could, it'll let me know where you are. You know, if you on a lower level or a high level as far as being knowledgeable about the black church, like fill this blank in for me, Grant. If you don't mind, I just want to take a little bit of your time and I'll let you get back to work. But first of all, give a blank to God.
Give a
what would go in that blank right there? First of all, give a blank to God.
Yeah, all I can think of top of my head is give thanks to God.
No, see, that's wrong. See, that's wrong. See, what it is, first of all, give a honor to God. All right? Remember that. Oh. First of all, give an honor to God. You got that?
Okay, yes.
Okay. First of all, give an honor to God, who is the blank of my life. What goes in the blank? First of all, give an honor to God, who is the blank of my life.
The love of my life.
No. See, that's wrong. First of all, give an honor to God, who is the head of my life.
Are you sure? See that?
I'm sorry.
Okay. I was just. Are you sure? Are you sure about that?
Oh, I'm definitely sure about mine. Don't. What I don't want you to do is question what I know. I'm from the black church. I know. You
okay.
Don't,
no.
You
I wasn't questioning you, sir. I wasn't questioning. I'm sorry. I've just always heard it that way, but.
Okay, so I'm trying to give you the understanding of knowing what the black church is about. You understand?
I understand. I just, I appreciate you. I apologize, sir.
Okay. Now,
look, I don't know these answers, obviously, but I've got a meeting I got to get to here in a minute. Like this, I'm curious, does everyone in the church get these phone calls?
Well, wait a minute, Grant. I know you have a meeting, but what's more important, your meeting or knowing your position at the black church? What's more important?
I really don't have time for this right now. I can't believe this is actually happening. Like, does your pastor even know that you're calling me right now?
Well, no, I took the liberty of myself when I realized you was Caucasian that I would call and try to help you so you would know what to do when you're in the black church when people are saying certain things. Okay. Grant, if you don't mind, just do this for me, Grant. Like, do you know what hooping is?
Hooping? Like hula hooping?
No. Hooping is when the pastor is at the end of his sermon. So listen to this. All along, good God Almighty. Do that for me if you would, Grant.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God Almighty.
No. One more. Come on, you with me now. Oh, Lord. Good God Almighty. Try it again, Grant.
I can't believe I'm doing this. Oh, Lord, oh, yeah. Oh, God Almighty.
Okay. Hey, Grant, do you think maybe it's possible that me and you can have some sessions before you come back to the church and I can prepare you more?
Hey, man, listen, you have caught me at a really bad time, and I'm quite honestly just so frustrated. Like, I've never heard of a quiz like this. I'm really offended, to be honest with you. Like, do you guys not want me to go to your church anymore? Like, a matter of fact, dude, you should be calling my wife right now. She's black.
Well, she should already know the quiz question. You the one don't know. Why I'm going to call her? I should call you.
I am at work right now. I have a meeting to get to in just a minute. I don't know what you're doing. And I hold on a second. I have got to close my office door. This is so embarrassing. I have never ever received a phone call like this in my life. And you better be lucky. I mean, I want to talk to your pastor. I am going to talk to him next Sunday. No joke.
Well, I didn't mean for you to get hostile like that. I didn't mean to upset you or nothing like that. Well, can I say something else to you?
One last thing, and I have to go.
Okay. I just want to let you know that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Carolyn, got me to prank phone call you.
Shut up. Shut up. Oh, my God. I am so sorry. I am so sorry.
Are you good? You all right?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right. A little embarrassed, but I'm all right.
Grant, you got to do it for me one more time. Oh, Lord, good God Almighty.
Oh, Lord, oh, yeah, God Almighty.
Okay, man, look, do this for me. Tell me, what is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, all the way.
You know, you just got to try to, you know.
You're wrong.
White
for that.
Man need a quiz no. if he gonna join the black church. You know what I'm saying?
Tommy, you know all black saying? Churches are not like that. You know mine wasn't.
You know, that's why you got to fill in, having fill in the blank. You know, first of all, give a blank to God. You know, he don't know where to go there.
He didn't know what to say.
Yeah, take him through the quiz.
Quiz.
Black church quiz. The nephew tonight. It jumps off two shows tonight. It's Friday. Mm-hmm. I am in Memphis, Tennessee. Chuckles Comedy Club. Two shows tomorrow, one show on Sunday. The nephew is here. Barbecue and nephew. Come get your laugh on tonight.
All right, thank you, Neff. Coming up, people, superstar Toni Braxton will be in our midst. She will be our special guest. That's in 1 hour. You do not want to miss it. All right, and coming up at the top of the hour, the strawberry letter. You don't want to miss that.
When you hear a car or home insurance commercial on this show, it's only going to be for the folks that cover both of mine. That's State Farm. Because we've been together for a whole lot of years, and I'm still a whole lot of happy with how my agent takes care of me. Maybe you're thinking that's just because I'm getting the Steve Harvey treatment. segment. Well, guess what? State Farm's got over 44 million happy customers. And they ain't all named Steve Harvey. I bet they just happy with how they State Farm agents are here to help life go right. So call 800-STATE-FARM and see for yourself.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time for today's Strawberry Letter. But first, ladies and gentlemen, these two old men, these two pawpaws, I think one senator said they're the U.S.'s crazy uncles. President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden, they're at it again. President Trump tweeted about Joe Biden. He says former Vice President Joe Biden couldn't beat him up. Trump tweeted that it would actually be crazy Joe Biden who would go down fast and hard, crying all the way. This is a president talking about the president. Biden said this week that if he had been in high school with Trump and he disrespected women, he would take him out behind the gym and beat the heck out of him, okay? Trump tweeted that Biden is mentally and physically weak and trying to act like a tough guy. He didn't. He added that that Joe shouldn't threaten people. Don't threaten people, Joe. At least Joe Biden said if they were in high school. President Trump is saying now.
Well, right. I put all my money on Biden, though.
Yes.
Yeah. Trump has never been in a fight, ever.
Oh, no.
Joe done been in some fights because of his mouth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he has.
Joe done been in some fights. And then he from Scranton, PA.
Mm-hmm.
So he
they gonna, fight up there.
Yeah, yeah. You going to get in one. See, that already, they take you behind the gym.
Mm-hmm.
That's hood talk slash Scranton, PA.
But I like why he said it. If he said if he had disrespected women when they were back in high school.
Well, he'd beat him up for something
speaking up
else
for women.
That, right?
But I like the fact that he's speaking up,
speaking
for, women.
Up for women.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And at my school, you get your ass whooped for a lot less.
Step on the shoe.
What you looking at, man?
Step on the shoe.
But why do you as president have time for such nonsense?
Don't we have bigger problems?
He has time to counteract Joe Biden. He won't say nothing to Putin, though.
He got
time for Rocket Man. He got time for that
All
lady over there in London. He mm-hmm. cracked on that time. He talked about everybody. He's talking about whole nations.
Mm-hmm.
He will not open his mouth about Russia.
That's
I
right.
got news for y'all. Cause it's some chicks in Russia.
Huh?
What? Chicks.
Yeah, there's some Russians.
They got some.
Steve, every time you say this, it comes to pass. Okay,
listen
now.
Listen to me.
It's women in Russia too, Steve.
Yeah, man.
You
I'm
got Russian dudes.
He worldwide with it.
I'm telling
international
you.
Player.
International player. And ain't nothing wrong with that. It's just what y'all got to, that's what he did. Now, I don't think he should not be president because of his past relationships with women. Now, but if you've done vile things to them, mm-hmm. yeah. Now, if you in a consensual relationship with a woman, come on, let's stop this right here. But now, if you've done something vile to her and it come back, yeah, now you have a problem. Now you have a problem. But all them consensual, now if you're in a consensual relationship with him, you know, I ain't got time for that, you know.
Yeah.
Between you and your wife.
Right. But the payoff business, now shut up. I'm going to kill you if you talk. Now we got no.
Yeah.
That's different. Yeah. That's
oh,
different.
Yeah.
But two people having a, because it's not against the law to have an affair. It's not against the law. It's morally corrupt.
Absolutely, Steve. You're right about that.
But you can't.
Not in
you know,
the U.S.
No, you can't. You can't do jail time for that.
No,
so he didn't break a law. He broke a vow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can break the law and get a much lighter sentence. Breaking them vows, you pays for them in other ways.
Oh, yeah.
Let the church and Steve say it.
Amen. Amen.
You know I know.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, a strawberry letter.
Subject, a diabetic husband.
Oh, this is my thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
hold on. Let me get my highlight out.
He's our like employee. He's like yelling, not me, it's not me. All right, dear Stephen Shirley, I have been with my husband for almost 16 years. We have three beautiful, healthy children. After our second child was born, my husband was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Right after he was diagnosed, he was eating healthy, exercising, monitoring his blood sugar, and taking care of himself. Now it all has pretty much stopped. Because he does not take care of his health, he experiences neuropathy, which is nerve pain and impotence. His neuropathy was so bad that he was taking pain medication and almost overdosed on it. You would think after that incident, he would get his act together and start managing his illness. Well, he still has not. He doesn't want to exercise, and he no longer monitors his blood sugar. Even his teeth are becoming a problem. How can I get him to wake up and start taking better care of himself? I can only do so much for him. If he doesn't want to exercise and monitor his blood sugar, what more can I possibly do? Well, you know, I don't know that there is more that you can possibly do if you're doing all that you can, because one thing's for sure, you can't make anyone do anything. You can't make him. Your husband has to want to change. He has to want to get better and want to get healthier. I know maybe you can appeal to him on behalf of your three beautiful, healthy children that you have. You know that he should take better care of himself. Perhaps he's depressed because of the type 2 diabetes. Maybe he could see a doctor because of that. And then, you know, maybe if he's treated for the depression, maybe he can go back to the doctor and possibly, you know, start all over again, taking better care of himself. But one thing's for sure, he's got to want to do it, though. You can't make him do it. Steve?
Well, the thing that sticks out the most in this whole letter is,
yeah,
you got the diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
We too late for orange juice.
I was
going to
say
letter.
There's no mention of orange juice in this letter,
which is all I know about it. And let me just say this. If you have type 2 diabetes, turn your damn radio off. Because you ain't going to like nothing I'm finna say.
We have an expert here.
Well, we got him, but he in there, you don't even know if he going to have a seizure any minute now, because he going to take care of himself at all. He over there eating a Reese's.
Your most famous question.
And all this here. So listen to me.
What?
If you have type 2 diabetes, mm-hmm, turn your damn radio off. Because when we come back, I got these jokes. Now, I ain't cracking on nobody except the man in this letter. But now, just because you got it, that ain't got nothing to do with this joke that I have to do about this type 2 diabetes. I'm telling you right now, if you have type 2 diabetes, turn your damn radio. Because when I come back, I got the jokes about the man in the letter with the type 2 diabetes.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever worked at a place where they didn't want you talking about your salary? Actually, have you ever worked anywhere where they did? Unlikely. But don't you have a right to know? If only there were a simple solution. Well, now there is.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site, according to ComScore total visits.
All right, Toni Braxton will be our very special guest coming up in about 20 minutes. So come on, Steve, let's get to part two of your response to today's strawberry letter.
You know, now here we got this man right here. He just let himself go. First he was exercising, but his fat ass got tired of exercising. And I bet it got something to do with his weight, too. There's a fat man right here that don't want to work out no more. Now, he got two things that's going wrong. He experiences
neuropathy,
uh-huh, and then impotence. Impotence really means impotent, because it's the most important thing that's happening with your damn diabetes.
Really, Steve?
Nah,
really?
You can't rise to the occasion no more, because you like candy. Now, what I'm not going to do is not allow my general to salute no more, because I like candy. Somebody got to make up their damn mind. Is it going to be candy or cookie? Candy or cookie? What's it going to be? Candy or cookie? I prefer cookie. Damn the candy. So now, he's sitting up in here now. He can't be nothing to his kids no more. His hair falling out. And then he got neuropathy. That's when
neuropathy, baby.
Neuropathy. You know what that means? That means when you got new rotten teeth. That's what that's what that is.
She did that's say even his teeth she are becoming say a that problem.
That. His teeth is because that's what neuropathy is. That's when you got new rotten teeth. That's all that is. I'm tired of people. Everybody got something. That everybody calling in. Why is he talking about people got type 2 diabetes? I told you before I start, if you got type 2 diabetes, turn your damn radio off for 10 minutes. You the one stay tuned in. Did I not say what I was about to do? I got to do these jokes. I can't do these jokes.
It's the gift. It's the gift. A blessing and a curse.
I got to do these jokes.
Bet you ain't got another one in there.
I went too far. Bet I do. Sitting up in here, man, want to go get some ice cream. I don't want to go get no ice cream. Somebody finna fall out after they eat it. Sitting up in here, your ass eating ice cream. I'm just looking at my watch with a countdown going. How many spoons can this fool eat before he fall out in his damn truck? Kids can't have birthday party because they can't have birthday cake at the damn party. They got to have an ambulance parked outside so you can have cake with the kids on the damn birthday. You doggone right, I'm sick of this right here, man. All this, it just don't make no damn sense. Sitting up here, I got to go out to a restaurant. I got to watch what you eat. God damn it. I got to make sure they got some
listeners.
Salt free.
We need
I don't want to go nowhere where they don't got salt in the restaurant. What restaurant ain't got no damn salt in it? And who wants to go to this restaurant? I got to sit around here, change all my dietary needs because your ass ain't took care of yourself. Forgive now you sit up here. Your wife can't come to bed with lingerie on because she's scared she going to throw your ass into a seizure or something because you done sat up here and ate so much damn candy, you can't handle the cooking no more.
All right, Steve, we got to get out of here. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. Now, switching gears here, Carla, you have some information on this hip hop movie alert on, shall we say, Netflix?
Yeah, you know what, you guys? This movie, everybody on social media is talking about Roxanne. Yeah. Nia Long stars in the movie.
Yeah, okay.
You saw it, Jay?
Mm-hmm. The Billboard. I never seen the movie. I saw the Billboards for it. No.
It's about Roxanne Shanté.
All right. It's about the female MC from Queens, you know, back in the day. Hip-hop. So if you're a hip-hop fan, everybody on social media is encouraging folks to watch Roxanne. It's on Netflix starting today. So you guys can check it out. I saw a lot of interviews with Nia Long. She's making her rounds. She was on the Today Show. Mm-hmm. And she plays Miss Peggy, who was Roxanne Shanté's mom in the movie. And she goes there because this woman, she's still alive, Miss Peggy. She was alcoholic. She was depressive. And the movie is produced by Forrest Whitaker and Pharrell.
Yes.
So a lot of people are wanting to support this movie and show it love. It got a lot of rave reviews at the Sundance Film Festival. Mm-hmm. So make sure you check it out. Roxanne.
And talk about unsung heroes, the female
right, Tommy,
MC.
Right?
Talk about unsung heroes, the female MC, you know? So that's a good thing they're doing a movie about her.
Roxanne.
Roxanne. All I know is
Roxanne.
Yeah.
Right.
That's classic.
Let's
not age us out the door. Mahershala Ali is also in this movie. He plays her older boyfriend, Roxanne Shanté's older boyfriend in the movie, because, you know, she was very young on the rap scene and she got pregnant. He was dating this girl when she was 16. This is a raw, gritty movie about survival. So, you know.
So this is a movie. This isn't a TV show, basically. So
no, this is a movie on Netflix. Yep.
Okay.
Roxanne Shanté. And that was the jam back in the day, right?
That was Roxanne.
Right. Then she came back with Roxanne's Revenge. So all
Revenge,
of that. So hip-hop
I do. I remember
heads,
that.
Yeah.
What
all
was that? 90 what?
Out there listening. What'd you say to you? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What year was that? In early 90s?
80s might have been. 80s? Yeah, mid-80s. 86,
87? God.
Yeah, that was 80s, way back in the day. She's still doing her thing. Roxanne DJing, still doing her thing. And it's great that people wanted to do her life story like this. And I think these kinds of movies, we always need to see this. You know, the hip-hop movie, urban lifestyle type movies. And, you know, I think it's great that Pharrell and Forrest Whitaker and everybody got together, Nia Long, and doing a movie.
Let's get it. I like it.
Yep.
So after
here's a little trailer. Check out Nia Long. She getting wetted.
You know how old she is? She's 16.
You want your daughter to be miserable just like you?
You a nasty mother. Out in the world thinking you grown. What the hell happened to you, Shantae?
You must find a way to rise above it.
Let's do this.
All right, thank you, Carla. We'll be sure to watch it. Now, coming up next, it is our girl, superstar Toni Braxton, in the building. Yes, ma'am.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Listen, everybody, as promised, a family member and friend is here. She is a multi-platinum Grammy award-winning singer. Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. Been starred on Broadway. Has headlined her own show in Vegas. And the new album is here. It's called Sex and Cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
It's available now. And she's in the studio to talk about it today and the new music. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, the lovely Miss Toni Braxton.
Woo-hoo! Hello. Woo-hoo! Good morning.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
Yes.
Hey,
girl. Well, in the words of the ladies, let's just get this out the way. What
the
hell is that on your damn head?
Oh, flashlight.
Ah, flashlight.
Third finger, left hand. Oh. Toni.
You know, he did well.
All right. So congratulations, Toni. Thanks. Engagement is official now?
Yes, official. But you knew this before. You knew this before I knew this because your psychic guy told me. Months ago on your show, if you remember.
Man, she came on the show, and Reginald Lewis, the psychic medium, told her, you'll be getting engaged. And then Toni said, will the ring be big? He said, it'll be huge.
He was right.
And she just started smiling. And I'm telling you, how long after that did it happen, Toni?
A couple months. And I never said anything to my fiancé. Mm-hmm. I never told him. You know.
He didn't see the show?
He watched it because he loves Steve, so anything Steve does, but he didn't tell me he was thinking about it. He said anything to me.
Well, that's a
so
really
so she's
nice
engaged
surprise.
To Baby, who is the
I call
leader.
Him Brian.
Yeah. Brian. I ain't never. Man, you know what? Baby. I don't, you know what?
Put respect
Toni,
on
I've always called him Baby.
Beck.
He was Baby Birdman. Hey. There's a whole bunch of names.
Hey, let me tell you how cool Birdman is. My daughter, Morgan, was getting married. And I gave her the day of her dream. So she said, Dad, I want to get married and I want to be in the back seat of the convertible Maybach. I said, okay, I don't have that. That's, that car is $2 million. I don't have that. So my wife goes online and calls a company who said they could rent it, but they don't even have it. So they lied. So Birdman, one of his dudes found out that I was looking for a car and called me up. He said, man, Birdman don't rent his car out, dog. But are we Steve Harvey looking for the car? He said, yeah. He said, Bird won't talk to you. So I called Bird up. I said, what's up? He said, hey, what's up, OG?
That's how he talks.
I said, hey, you heard me? I said, Bird, my daughter getting married, man. But I didn't know. My wife thought she could rent this car. He said, now, but for you, dog, what you need? I said, man, I can't ask you nothing like that. You ain't asking me. I'm asking you what you need. Birdman put that convertible Maybach on a truck, delivered it the day before my daughter got married, and my daughter got married in that car.
Wow.
So Birdman, he never told me, never mentioned that to me.
Wow.
Never
mentioned it. He put a $2 million car on a truck and gave it to me and would not let me pay him a nickel for it.
See, he's such a gentleman. I had no idea.
Dude,
he never mentioned
he's a sweetheart.
That dude, man. That's my dude. He say for you, OG.
Yeah, he's a fan.
You my dude, man.
Can anybody else borrow?
Come on, Jay.
I mean,
gotta ask.
Oh, you got a daughter too.
Yeah.
If you don't ask, I mean,
we have not because what we ask not.
And Toni, one more thing before we get started with what you're here for. I saw Birdman's thing on Netflix, Before Anything. That's the name of it.
That's the
Before
name.
Anything. Oh. It's the coolest documentary of a person that that was the realest. It took his from his childhood, his parents talked, his mother-in-law talked, everybody talked, all his boys, what they did, how they did it, what flipped them around, how they changed their life. Oh, man, you got to watch it on Netflix. It's called Before Anything.
Yeah, it's iTunes.
Before
Anything.
It's out of sight.
Got to watch it.
All right, we're here with our buddy, our friend. And, Tony, you came on the show and you talked about it, but we got it done now. It's the 8th studio album.
Yeah.
It's called Sex and Cigarettes. It's available online and in stores. So let's talk about the album, Sex and Cigarettes.
Yeah. Last time I was here, we talked about FOH, remember? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now we can really talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, FOH. Uh-huh. Sometimes you gotta say the F word. Sometimes you gotta say it. Somebody cut you off and you gotta say, eh.
Man, can I use that?
Yeah, come on.
FOH.
Yeah.
But it's about being in a relationship when you tell a person, look, if you don't want to work this out, you don't want to be with me, you're not feeling me, look, just FOH and just let me go.
Okay.
The last two is out of here.
Blank out of here.
I've heard it a lot.
Right.
Out of here.
Yeah. All you need to know is blank out of here.
Out of here.
Everybody know what the rest of it is.
Yeah.
So, Tony, what makes this different, you think, from what you've done in the past?
I'm still singing about sad love songs, but I'm doing it from an adult perspective. I'm talking in adult language about it.
But nobody does it better than you, Toni Braxton.
Thank you.
Thank nobody you. Does talk about
I
that
mean,
kind of stuff.
For real, but love songs, I don't know what. I don't know how they thought love was finna go out of style, because it don't.
It doesn't. No. It doesn't. And the good thing is 90s is retro, is back in style. So
Yes.
Yeah, that's a damn shame that the 90s is retro.
Is that a shame?
It's a shame.
That really
it
is.
Seems like yesterday.
Yeah. It's
because
vintage.
Where I'm from is the 70s.
Yeah.
I'm just
that's true, though.
Prehistoric.
It is.
Yeah. So, hey, look, Tony, stick around, because we're going to be talking with you. We're going to play something off the album. And we just get to hear more about it and talk to you because, you like family. You here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is it. So we'll be back
with
more with Toni Braxton right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, we back. And we're back. And our special guest this morning is Toni Braxton. And we're in here talking about her 8th studio album. It's called Sex and Cigarettes. Now, listen up, Nation. It's available online and in stores now. Online and in stores now. So what we gonna do is we gonna run it up to the top today. I'm gonna have everybody go to Apple, iTunes, gogetit.com. Damn it, you heard it here, records.com. Spotify.
Oh, boy.
Not Spotify.
Rapidy. Well, I don't even know what the hell it is.
Rapidy.
We're going to send y'all everything, but we want y'all to buy it today, y'all.
Yeah.
Go and get Sex and Cigarettes online. It's in stores, too. But make it happen today. I'm going to tell y'all when to push the button in a few minutes. It's Sex and Cigarettes. The current single, Tony, is Long As I Live. What is this about? Because it's quickly climbing the charts.
You know, it's a sad love song. It's, Long
Finish
As I Live,
Tony.
I'll never get over. But the key is you getting over me. That's what it's about.
Mm. All right. Let's do it now.
Talking about all the wonderful things you do with her, like you used to with me.
Tony Braxton and act like, you know, like...
You better be
Tony.
Yes.
Your ass better be Tony.
Yes.
That's nice. Okay.
That's really nice.
Is that stepping music or what?
What?
Why you don't even understand?
Man, and don't get out there if you don't know how to step, okay? Because you in the way.
That's a cut right there.
Yeah,
I like that,
nice.
Tony. That's
very
hot.
Nice, Tony.
That's climbing the chart. Hey, y'all, that's on Sex and Cigarettes. It's available online and in stores now. That's a jam. She got an album full of it.
Album.
You know, album.
That's an album.
It is pronounced album, right?
Now you
still is.
You debuted the video last night yeah, on the Braxton Family Value.
And Tamar's in it, and Tawana's in it, so we have fun doing it.
Wow.
And we're stepping together.
That's so cool.
You can see how short I am, though, compared to them, but I'm cool with it.
You're Tony Braxton.
No, I got a little height envy. Y'all know that.
Short and fine. Please,
look at that ring, okay?
Damn, them two go together. Short and fine.
It does.
That should be your next album, Short and Fine.
Short and Fine. I'll buy three of them.
All right, we'll be back with more of the fabulous Tony Braxton right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So, did you collaborate with anyone on the album?
I did. Mm-hmm. Babyface, of course.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
This last song, Tony Dixon and I wrote together. Mm-hmm. I worked with Tricky. Mm-hmm. And who else did I work with? Fred Ball. So pretty much that's the album.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love it. I can't wait for it. I mean, really, we're looking forward to the new season of Braxton Family Values.
Did you catch it last night?
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Love y'all.
It was
It was deep, though, Tony. I can't deny it.
Yeah. You know, it's family values. That's what we're trying to educate everyone about our lives, and hopefully we can help them.
Yeah. I just like the fact that everyone in your family is talented. You know, you just bring reality shows to a different level because you guys are all talented. You know?
We fight hard, but
my mama.
Yeah, we have a little bit, but my mama's not having to go too far.
Oh, no, Miss Avalon? She's not having
it.
Oh, no, ma'am.
No, she's not having it.
She don't play.
No, she does not.
But we're good, though.
Good. Is she happy about the engagement and everything?
You know, she's always liked me.
Oh, good.
She's always been a fan because he and I have been friends forever. I mean, he would come hang out with me. T, what you doing, T? I'm going to call you back. Got these chicken heads over here. I'm going to call you. Whoop, whoop. You know, yep, yep. Okay. Call me later.
Chicken heads.
So, we've been friends for a long time.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I know that date is coming up.
We have not set a date. We have not set a date. He wanted to get married on Valentine's Day. I'm like, who's going to come?
Everybody's out.
You know, and he wanted to do a drive-thru. He said, let's go to Vegas and go through the drive-thru. I'm like, for real? Like Starbucks? Like McDonald's? Like, seriously? No. So I have to set a date. I'm going to soon.
Well, you got a tour, right? You got a
tour. Yeah, me and the girls are touring. I'm doing a Sex and Cigarettes tour. It's going to be me, Tamar, and Tracy. So the Braxtons are going to be touring together.
Okay.
Oh, that's just going to that. Yeah, May 23rd.
Nice, and you haven't done that. You haven't gone out with them for a while, huh?
We haven't done a family tour yet. So you got to check us out. Yeah. A lot of hard work, though.
Fella's over here trying to breathe again.
Breathe again.
Just be a man about it.
This is an animated bunch. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
We're so happy for you.
Well, you got to play Sex and Cigarettes. Can you play that on the air? I don't say any bad words. This is the first album that has that little adult sticker on it. Mm-hmm. Although the other one should have, but no one could understand what I was saying. So wait a minute. Yeah. I understand it. I know it's true.
I know your jokes.
I got jokes on myself.
Yeah. But this one, I enunciated a little more, you know, put a few conjunctions in there so you can understand me better. Yes, I have to have a little sticker on it. But no one smokes cigarettes anymore. I couldn't say, come home smelling like sex and weed. That doesn't.
In LA, it's legal.
In LA.
It's legal.
Yeah.
In my cousin's neighborhood, they all smell like
that. You can see it in Cali and Colorado.
Everybody,
the whole house.
Even the baby.
The baby does.
Hold on. That's the group I'm talking about. They're back.
Yeah.
We appreciate you stopping by. You're always welcome. We're going to sell it. Now, listen to me. Steve Harvey Nation, here's the deal. Drum roll, Cat. This is what we want to do. This is her 8th studio album. It's called Sex and Cigarettes. If you have ever loved Toni Braxton, Toni Braxton done ever played one that did something to you.
Yes.
I want everybody, get your phones, your laptops, do whatever you got to do. Go online right now to iTunes, Apple, I don't care where you got to go, and download it right now. Let's push this up to the top of the charts today. Toni Braxton's brand new one, Sex and Cigarettes. I'm asking the nation to come on. Let's just do something for her one time.
Yeah.
It ain't that much. You working. Let's make it happen. Let's push it. We've done it. We've done it for lesser artists.
Yeah, all that good music Tony has given us.
Steve.
Come on now. Move on from that.
Please, more over that. Damn album, okay?
What?
I said go and get the damn album from Toni Braxton.
Yes.
What's the name of it?
Sex and Cigarettes.
Okay, thank you.
Trying to move some units, Tony.
Yeah, that's all.
Sex and Cigarettes.
Yeah, okay. That's right. Yeah.
Thank you,
because there's a certain core of people that listen to us that need it just like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, get Sex and Cigarettes right now, damn it. Don't make me come by your house, because I will.
Yeah, see, just some people react to that.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
I guess I better go down here and do it. Hey, y'all, that's Toni Braxton. Make sure y'all get it.
Right.
It's Sex and Cigarettes. It's available now. Hey, Toni, we love you, girl.
I love you guys.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has admitted that his social network made mistakes that led to millions of Facebook users having their data, profile, personal information exploited by a political consultancy company called Cambridge Analytica. Now, Cambridge Analytica has some kind of ties with the Trump campaign, and it's accused of improperly using Facebook data from up to, get this, 50 million user profiles on behalf of political clients.
Wow.
Yeah. So in a statement, Facebook's founder, Mark Zuckerberg, said he was sorry initially. He said a breach of trust had occurred. Zuckerberg also added that he was happy to confess and testify, I should say, before Congress if it's the right thing to do. In his statement posted on Facebook, he promised to make it far harder for apps to harvest user information. So here's our social media question of the day, guys. In light of this recent Facebook scandal, have you, or are you considering deleting your Facebook account? So hit us up on Facebook. Yes, pun intended, right there.
Oh,
yes.
Hit us on Facebook.
Yeah, I want to. Now, I know Trump Jr. is all for taking all his down right now. Matter of fact, he's leading the charge. He's trying to find a way to tie the breach of Facebook directly to them texts his wife found.
Wow.
Hey, Trump Jr., let me ask you, is Putin and your daddy, y'all, are they real cool?
Very.
What? Oh, you're playing the part of Donald Trump Jr., Steve.
Yeah, I'm Donald Trump Jr.
You don't care if your daddy goes to jail? You don't really care?
Not if I can get that phone back.
Well, Mr. Donald Trump Jr., your dad, do you think you can get your dad's tax records for us? Because he hasn't released them.
Oh, for sure. And I have a copy available for anyone who can get my phone returned to me. If I could just hold it one more time before we get to court. If I could just spend some time alone with my phone, that would mean the world to me. I haven't seen my phone since she took it off that nightstand. I could just get my phone back. Yes, you can have my daddy's tax
records. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. I think Carla had a question. Carla?
I do. Donald Trump Jr., any advice you want to give to any of the fellas and players out there listening?
Men, listen to me. Listen to me. I don't care what you're doing. Take your phone with you.
Yeah, you can.
In the shower.
Duct tape it to your thigh. If you die.
If you die?
Have the mortician implanted in the crack of your butt.
What?
Where they don't even want to touch it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve. We're ready for your closing remarks. I'm so happy they're back.
All right, everybody. My closing remarks today, this is what I've chosen to do. I have variations of this when I'm talking as a speaker and things like that, but I'm going to go a different way with you today. There's a saying that if you're the smartest person in your group, then you need a new group. I want you all to just think about that for a minute. If you're the smartest person in your group, you need a new group. Now, I've been very, very guilty of this. Not saying that I was smarter than everybody else, but I had been exposed more than a certain group of people I had employed and had hanging around me. I had been exposed to more things. I naturally was making more because they were mostly employees. I wanted more. And because of the fact that I had more, more was required of me. I just had bigger dreams. I outdreamed everybody in my group. And it just gotten to a point, and I'm saying this because I want you all to put everything into perspective as I'm talking to you. Just imagine at your place in your life that if you're the one that's constantly coming up with the ideas, you're the one constantly coming up with the solution, you're the one everybody turns to for guidance, you're the person always picking up the tab, you're the person that's the only one who's dreaming really big, you're the one that's pulling the wagon and you happen to be carrying everybody that's on it. Ain't none of your associates getting off the wagon to help you pull it, push it, guide it, or nothing. They just own the wagon, and you doing all the pulling. You need a new group. You need a new group. Now, the problem with acquiring this new group is going to be that the fact is inevitable. You have to get rid of the old group. And it's hard. It's hard cutting people loose because for the most part, you're just a nice person. Because you start beating yourself up with stuff that has nothing to do with you. Well, if I let them go, what they gonna do? Man, how his family gonna eat? How her family gonna survive? How they gonna, if I let them go, man, how they gonna feel about me? What will they say about me? What will the other group members think about me? But you know something, man? That's not your job. And I'm not trying to sound cold or callous, but it's just not your job. They are responsible for themselves. But through this meaningless emotion called guilt, they will make you feel guilty about letting them go and making them stop riding up the hill in your wagon for free. And they use guilt, which is the most meaningless emotion, and they give it to you all the time. Y'all, do yourself a favor. Stop doing that. Stop carrying people who should be walking themselves. Stop pulling people up the hill in your wagon when they need to get their own wagon to pull. Stop. Do yourself a favor. Get yourself a new group. They will be fine. Because let me ask you a question. This is something my father used to say to me all the time. What would you do if you didn't know me? And I used to never understand what my father said to that till I got older. But I hear him saying it to me all the time. People come to you, ask you for money because I know you got it. Because you're doing better than them. Well, you work harder than them. So quite naturally, you should be doing better than them. Now, they come to you and lay this guilt, man. You done came up and all us, over all of us, and left us back here. And, man, we so proud of you. Let me hold. My father used to say, if you didn't know me, what would you do? So I started incorporating that in my life. If you didn't have my number, who would you call? I cannot be everybody's emergency. If you are everybody's emergency phone call, you need a new group. They're going to bring you down, man. I'm telling you, they're going to bring you down. And when you go down, guess what? They're going to get another emergency number. They're not going to be there for you. All these people that use you as their emergency, do you have the ability to use them as your emergency? I think not. It's time to look at getting a new group. Now, you can sever the ties with these people now, or you can wait until a major event occurs that's going to cause you have to break it off. And it's going to be a lot more painful and a lot more costly. You know, but Bishop Jake said one time, sometimes you have to let people go so they can be freed up to go be who they supposed to be. Because some people just hanging on because it's comfortable. Because you've made it comfortable for people. And I'm talking to everybody out there. This ain't for me or people who have employees. This is for people who have people in their lives that's constantly pulling on you, man. For $20 here, $40 here, $100 over here. My light bill went off. They cut this off. They calling me. I'm behind on my taxes. My income tax check ain't here yet. Man, oh man, oh man. How many times do you get that? Stop being everybody's emergency phone call. Because if they didn't know you, what would they do? You know what my father used to say? When they don't know you, what would they do? They need to get on, get to doing it. You can't save everybody because they'll bring you down. If you're the smartest person in your group, you need a new group. Y'all have a great day, okay? I'm going to have a good weekend, too.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.